Right, morning, Rachel.
Morning.
Hi, everybody. This morning, we're going to chat about women and why they make excuses for their menfolk, perhaps erring, straying, whatever you want to call it. And this is all kind of on the back of the Vernon Case story. He's apparently been caught out sending racy text messages to a Page 3 model. And although I don't think Tess has actually said anything in an official capacity, it does strike me that often when these stories break, the wife or the girlfriend stands by them and forgives them and ultimately, I guess, makes excuses for them. So this, we thought this was a good topic to cover off. So
we were talking, I'm a huge excuse maker. I make excuses for men all the time. I may as well be totally honest about it. I've got two men in my life who I seen. One I didn't think I'd have to make excuses for, and the other one I make excuses for all the time because he genuinely. The other one is a bit of an arsehole, I suppose. There's no getting away from it. He's.
Do you want to be a bit blunter about that? Just say exactly what he is.
And I always make excuses for him. Constantly. I mean, I've made excuses for him. His behaviour, I counteract with an excuse all the time.
Yeah.
This weekend, there was an incident where I probably shouldn't make an excuse for a certain person. But yet, instantly, again, you know, I was telling someone about it and they commented back. And my initial reaction was to make an excuse for them. I'm a terrible excuse maker. And I've got to say, if I was Tess Daly, I'd probably, whilst I'd be a little bit miffed with, well, not a little bit, I would be very, very miffed with him. I probably would come out and make some kind of excuse. Like, you know, it's just harmless flirting. It's never going to go anywhere, you know, etc.
Yeah, you know, I think in the Tess Daly / Vernon Kate story, I think that is no more than, I mean, and obviously I don't know them personally, but I would say it's no more than he has been, you know, he's had his ego massaged. I said ego, by the way, by this girl. And, you know, she's obviously attractive, I suppose, if she can take her clothes
off.
Yeah,
she's attractive in a slutty sense, isn't she?
Let's not be too cruel, but, yeah, she's obviously, you know, a bit of a so-and-so. But I think she's literally also wanting the attention.
Like I said, I think I posted on Twitter earlier, I don't know if you were sending married men messages, why you'd expose yourself for doing that.
Well, exactly. But, you know, she's used to exposing herself, isn't she? So, you know, there's nothing new there for her. But, I think in terms of him and why did he do it, he's obviously just been flattered by it. I don't think it takes much, with respect to men out there, to flatter them. I think, you know, you could actually stifle a giggle while you're telling a bloke he's gorgeous and he probably still will buy it. I hate that. I hate myself for saying that. But actually, a man told me that many moons ago. It's not difficult to flatter a man and to get him to think you're being straight up and honest about it.
No, I really do agree with that. And again, I think back to times when I've probably had a bit of experience doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
You do. I mean, literally, I was dating someone back last year and I didn't find him at all attractive. And yet the words, oh, you know, you are quite cute, come out of my mouth. It's like, well, I don't know why I would say that. You just encouraged him and then I couldn't get rid of him for ages.
That's it. And I do think in instances like this Vernon Kay situation, I don't think, you know, when they're flattered, I don't think they're quite bright enough when that kind of like height of flattery stage to actually think, hang on a minute, is this girl trying to manipulate me? Is she trying, you know, to actually get me into a fairly precarious situation? That's, I think, at the point where, you know, the brain switches off and the nether regions take over.
I don't think he would have done anything, though. I think he was just... see, there we go. There's the excuse thing again.
Yes, exactly.
Can't help myself. I'm obviously making excuses for other people's
husbands. Stop it. We need to wrap it up now, Rach, because we're coming up to 5 minutes, unbelievably.
Okay.
Say bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.